is a Miller Lite Waddle and Sylvie broadcast live from Binney's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000,
100.3 HD2,
and the ESPN Chicago app.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Hey, girl.
Right, I'm calling it a Football Friday Festival.
Football Friday Festival.
We're having a tailgate with lots to do.
It's officially a party now because Trey Toons just walked into the parking
lot. Our buddy Trey Toons just walked up. Yeah. We already have some listeners. One wearing a bottle jersey who had that bad boy signed about...
Puke on it.
When did you
double
puke?
I don't know. At some party.
On his jersey?
I puked in a number of places.
You have not. Trey's got his corn dog two at a time shirt.
That's my favorite shirt.
I love that.
Yeah, it's my favorite shirt.
So let me set the stage, and I'll give you the injury report because I do believe there's some news here and some surprises. We are at Binney's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park. It's right on Marcy Street, which is right behind the Best Buy, which is right off North Avenue. If you're a city guy, you know the Best Buy on North Avenue. That's where we are. We're right behind it.
Marcy Street.
On Marcy Street.
Marcy Street.
We have broadcast from here maybe 20 times in the show's existence. We love these guys. Yeah. Binney's Beverage Depot has been very good to us, very good to the fans. Today we've got a tailgate theme, so we're outside, so... If you're a little worried about going places inside, you don't have to worry. The rain has stopped. It's a little cool, not terrible.
Bear weather.
It's basically, like an October bear weather day. Yeah. It feels like football right now.
Just put on a pullover. Not a pull-up, as you like to call them,
right.
But pullover, and you'll be fine.
I don't like to call it. I always slip up because one of my kids still wears a pull-up. See, I got that wrong, too.
You'll wear one day, too.
Oh, for sure.
As will I.
I hope I see that age where I have to wear a pull-up.
That's right.
You know what I mean? We had a debate about that. I don't know if it was off the air with Yurko or not, about, later in life if you want something to happen to you.
Yeah, he said that he's already told his kids they will get none of his money if any of them put him in a home when he gets older.
Right, right.
That was his proclamation.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
So we're at Binney's Beverage Depot. In Lincoln Park, right outside, we have Miller Lite specials inside. Pick up your Miller Lite for the weekend. All this is brought to you by Miller Lite. We have not only one pair, but two pairs of Bears-Packers tickets. Oh, no, an Aaron Rodgers fan is showing up and is green and gold right now, too.
Really?
Right, in the Miller Lite loft. Travis, I'll get to all of it. I'm setting the stage here. Travis Wacker overstepping his bounds, correcting while we're on the air. I love Travis. We spent time in Vegas together.
We did.
I only bust chops.
He was frantic as well because one of his nine fantasy football teams wasn't doing what he wanted it to do.
And he's all hyped for tonight's Sky game.
Yes.
So, okay, so we've got those two pairs of tickets to the Miller Lite loft inside Soldier Field. For Bears and Packers, courtesy of Miller Lite. We also have the Connie's Pizza Truck.
That's cool.
Waddle gave a huge burp after consuming his first piece of pizza right before we were coming on the air, and that was his compliments to the chef.
I think you nailed it. When you said, after I burped, you said compliments to the chef. Perfectly said it.
And they've got pepperoni, they've got sausage. We've got pizza samples for you.
Yeah.
We encourage you, in order to earn the pizza samples, to bring some books, some gently used books that you could donate to our friends at Bernie's Book Bank. They're here with a book drive.
Yes.
We're trying to create more opportunities for the less fortunate to do great things and to learn. And for the people who don't have the means, Bernie's Book Bank provides that.
Yes, CAP has done tremendous work with them. They do tremendous work in our community. I've been to their facility up in Lake Bluff on a number of occasions for different events. They host different charity events, but they do fabulous work.
And one of the people here representing Bernie's Book Bank was a waiter at Chili's with J.R. Strauss, who is working on the broadcast today.
Small world.
They were reunited today as servers.
It is. We constantly are reminded day in and day out, aren't we, how small this world is, despite the fact that we live in a country with, 380 million people or 325 million, whatever the number is. It's a big number.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's a small world.
Yeah. There was somebody two rows behind us on the plane to Vegas who was a camp counselor with me 25 years ago. And there were two rows behind me on the United flight going to Vegas for the Bears game.
It's amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
Small world.
So, come on out and come on and see us. So we've got, and here's the other cool thing with Connie's. So we're not going to tell you no if you want to try a sample and you don't have books, but we're encouraging you bring books, do good thing. You can try the Connie's frozen pizza. We also have free coupons for free pizza from Connie's. Mm-hmm. But here's what you have to do. You have to give the secret code, okay? I'm giving out the secret magical password.
The password.
And we will accept two. The passwords are Pizza Man.
Okay.
You just say Pizza Man sent me or Sylvie sent me. One and the same.
Yeah,
same thing, basically.
Synonymous.
They're synonymous. Yeah. You're right. So just go up to the window and say, Pizza Man sent me. Sylvie sent me. And you will not only get a sample of Connie's frozen pizza here and have a chance to win those tickets, but you'll also get a coupon for a free pizza at your local grocer like Mariano's, like Jewel Osco, anywhere you shop in the Chicagoland area. It's absolutely awesome.
Can we give it a little extra? Maybe you can take a run at the guy dressed in the Aaron Rodgers jersey as well.
Were you the one who tweeted me last night too, or you? So he did not tweet me. This guy's been to many of our broadcasts. He is a Waddle and Sylvie P1. He listens to the show.
Maybe he'd be open to having like a listener come out, give the Pizza Man code, get the free pizza, and then you get to take a run at him.
We have a tackling dummy on hand, a live tackling dummy.
He said he's all for it.
I'm not going to be liable for this, Waddle. I'm not encouraging this whatsoever.
We could get him to sign something.
He is a big man, so I don't think he's going to break in half.
He's tall timber.
He is tall.
Just take him down, hit him low.
But someone tweeted me last night, and they said, I'm a Packer fan. I'm not allowed to come. I said, of course.
Yes.
We're going to heckle you.
We have respect for your team. We have more disgust with our own franchise than we do with your franchise.
Totally dislike them, but I won't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not only do I want to beat them, the Cardinals, I want a long stretch of baseball where year in and year out I'm in the postseason.
Yeah.
And I got the 5 out of 6 years recently with the new Cubs general manager coming aboard with Jed.
I take the Arizona Cardinals right now, too.
I
want to be the Cardinals.
So did I hit everything now or donating?
Where's Travis? I don't know. Travis, did we hit everything?
Yeah,
we good?
I mean, all right. Any other slip-ups you'd like to correct?
Towel you off from sweating that we're not going to get to everything.
And Waddle has been cleaning me up, too, because I've been eating.
You are a hot mess.
I've been eating pizza here.
Is this like this at home, too? Like, when you eat, you get food on your face,
on your
shirt.
I get excited. I don't take little bites. So I try, and we had limited time, and, of course, I had it all over my face, all over my jacket.
Still have a pizza stain on your pullover, your Patagonia.
So you could see that on Twitch.
You got your jammies on today, too. Good move.
This is my everyday wear.
That's your look.
This is my everyday wear now.
I think it's great.
I'm wearing the joggers, and I'm wearing sweatshirts. That's what I'm doing.
You got pizza crust on your pants.
I do. I already have pizza.
There's pizza crust there, too.
There it is.
You're going to eat it.
Yeah, no, I didn't put it in.
You are. Like, you had pizza sauce on your chin, on your nose, on your shirt.
Food face, you call me.
I know, but like if you just take it a little slower, it'll all be fine.
We got quick breaks. That's what we do.
We weren't even on the air at the time.
Exactly, but I only had a few minutes. See, I didn't even get to consume the whole piece of pizza. What fun is that?
You just rubbed it all over yourself. Like, do either of your boys have the same issue?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
Mason is a big food face guy.
Yeah.
Braxy's a little bit better, but Mason, you know whatever he had.
Well, he's seven.
Right away.
It makes sense.
I know. I'm 50.
Does your wife have to, like, you're at a nice dinner, does Allie have to reach over the table and wipe your face off?
No, but
like
she'll do this. Yeah. You know, she'll do the old, right.
You get something on your
right
face.
Right there, yeah.
Like, what I like to do is tell you that it's over here when it's over here, so and then I see you just pawing yourself like a dog.
Yeah. So look. If you want to come here for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, pick up some Miller Lite.
Take a run at Aaron Rodgers.
You can register to win these Bears Packers tickets courtesy of Miller Lite for the Miller Lite Loft.
Woo!
And then you don't have to be present to win those babies, okay? So, like, if you don't want to stay, like, one guy has already, in the Waddle jersey, has already brought one of these folding chairs, and he's tailgating with us. He's having a beverage.
Kind of having a cold one.
Yeah, I don't know if we can turn that around and show the camera for the Twitch people. Travis, can you do that? Spin that baby around?
He's got Chicago Bears shoestrings. Look at that.
That's a dedicated Bears fan. He's wearing the...
They're not Bears? What are they? Are they Cubs?
It looks good, though. So
I can tell. They look like Bears. You know what? Let's just go with it. Just go with it. I thought we had something. You got the jersey on. I thought we had something. Never mind. Don't worry about it, Travis. Those aren't Bears shoestrings.
So if you want to come by for 5 or 10 minutes and register and pick something up at Benny's Beverage Depot, you can do that. If you want to stay for 3 hours, you can do that, too.
You
can hang out with us.
You want to stay here overnight? I'm sure that, you know, at some point they'll run you off, but
the rain
take your shot.
Yes. All right. You want me to get to this interview?
Yeah, let's go.
Here's where I'm a bit surprised. Allen Robinson was limited today, which is a good sign. He was did not practice on Wednesday and Thursday with his ankle injury that we didn't know about. And he was limited today, so he took a step. He's listed as questionable.
As expected.
Here's my concern, and Abdallah Tyler back at the shop, you guys can correct me if you want. We know that Khalil Mack has been dealing with a foot injury, and he looked pretty good in the last game.
Yeah, he looked very good.
And he's been on, and he's had several practices when he's not practiced. But in prior weeks, I believe he went through Wednesday and Thursday not practicing, and then usually would practice on Friday.
Yeah.
This week, he did not practice all week.
But he's listed as questionable.
He's listed as questionable.
So trust me, the Green Bay Packers are preparing for him.
Right. And I would hope he'd be out there, but I'm just telling you the facts. I don't believe in prior weeks that he did not practice all week.
I think you are correct. I do not believe I've seen an injury report on a Friday that had him did not practice.
Darnell Mooney was a full participant. He's been nursing that groin injury for a while. He has no injury designation.
Akeem Hicks?
Akeem Hicks. There is, I guess, a little bit of glimmer of hope here. While not practicing Wednesday and Thursday, he was limited today.
Can I add a little something real quick to that? Like, I think the Bears are running with this correctly, too. I think they're being cautious. They've got depth on the defensive line, and he's a little bit up in age. So if he feels anything and you need him for the long haul, I think especially this early in the season, I think they're handling these things right. I think there's a new perspective, especially with an extra game. I think the Bears are handling this correct. So if he's available, great. If not, you've got depth. Make sure he's healthy for the large part of the season.
Just because we're on location, it doesn't mean that we don't take phone calls. We encourage them. Anything you got on Bears, Packers, anything on your mind, questions, comments, 312-332-3776. I'll set the table for you here. Is this a game that could change your mind about the Bears? If they win and they beat the Packers in possibly Aaron Rodgers' last game at Soldier Field in a Packers uniform.
A home Packers uniform.
Right, they're wearing the green. They're wearing the green.
For the first time.
First time, I believe, in Soldier Field. I think the last time the Packers wore green in Chicago was at Wrigley. So could this game change your mind about the Bears? They would beat the Packers. They would win their third in a row while playing the rookie quarterback. They would go to 4-2. Some people said they wouldn't win 4 games all year, or they would win only 4 or 5 games all year. Could it change their mind? Who's on the spot in this game? Where are you circling and saying, this is what they got to do right to win? Is this more about stopping Aaron Rodgers? Is this more about keeping Aaron Rodgers off the field? Is this more about outscoring Aaron Rodgers? I mean, obviously they all work together, but if you had to circle one, which would it be? 332-3776. Jay Cutler is going to join us at 3 o'clock. 4:15, Carmen DeFalco with Just the Picks.
Just the Tips.
I said Just the Picks.
Yeah.
Just the Tips. And Dan Weeder at 5 o'clock. We're live at Benny's Beverage Depot. Stop on by in Lincoln Park. We're giving away Bears-Packers tickets courtesy of Miller Lite.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago.
Now, back to more Waddle and Sylvie live from Benny's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park.
On the ESPN Chicago app, on the FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000.
Live at Benny's Beverage Depot with Miller Time. Come on out. We're in Lincoln Park. We already have a good crowd. And donate some books to Bernie's Book Bank. Pick up some Connie Pizza samples. And if you say Sylvie sent coupon, for a free pizza at your local grocer.
You also may be able to win some tickets to Sunday's game.
That's right, in the Miller Lite Loft, all courtesy of Miller Lite. And speaking of Miller Time, we are sandwiching the weekend around Miller Time. We've got the Miller Time today, and then we're going to do Miller Time on Monday.
Well, we celebrate Miller Time every day.
We do. We do. But we'll be out and about again with a city location, Finley Dunn's. So hopefully the Bears win. We could celebrate a victory Monday together, and we'll do that at Finley Dunn's located in Lakeview. All other injury news, Damian Williams, who is on the COVID list, right now, Matt Nagy says he is unlikely to play.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the protocol is, but
you usually have to get two negative tests within 48 hours if you're vaccinated after you're on the protocol. And we don't know. I don't know if Matt Nagy say, guys, if he's vaccinated
or
not?
I heard JD on, was it with Cap and Jay Hood this morning? I believe that JD said that the last time they had Damian Williams was speaking at the podium a while back, he was without a mask, which usually will say to you, you know, if you connect the dots that he is vaccinated. It's not a guarantee, I would assume, but I believe if you're not vaccinated, when you meet the media, you are required to wear a mask.
Yeah.
So if you connect the dots, I think the dots would tell you that he is vaccinated.
And then what about the Packer injury report? We got some news there that they have a couple of their guys out.
Yeah, Jair Alexander's on the injured reserve list, but it's Kevin King, right? I want to say Kenny King. Kevin King, yeah. Kenny King was also, I think, a cornerback in the league years ago. I think he played some time with the Raiders, but Kevin King is out as well. And it's something that Jason Wilde told us yesterday when he joined us in the 5 o'clock hour, that they're basically just they're plugging and playing guys from practice squads and off, you know, other rosters.
Right, like is Jalen Smith going to play in this game for them?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think their bigger issues are in their secondary at the cornerback position. So keep an eye on that. Like, look, we are focused on this Bears team running the football, and I'm not telling you they shouldn't run the football, but you should run the football to set up some play action, and right. When that play action is utilized, let's see them push the ball down the field against some backup cornerbacks.
That's all I'm saying. Like, they were joking around this morning. They were playing Lewis Riddick this morning.
About the breakout?
Yeah, when I tried to build a house for Lewis Riddick, mm-hmm. and he just basically kicked it down, saying, you know, whether or not he expects a breakout game for Fields.
But our version of a breakout for Justin Fields is still a moderate.
It's relative.
Yeah, it's
all I'm
relative.
Saying is I want to see more what they did against Detroit.
Yes.
Everything revolves around protecting him, all right? That is your base. I'm not looking to veer from that base. But I also would like to see them capitalize more off the play action like you just mentioned.
Yeah.
He's so good and so accurate. Like, doesn't he have one interception? And the one interception, I believe, was due to a bad read, not an inaccurate throw. It's when he didn't account for the linebacker.
Yeah, it was a tip. It was a tip ball.
Or maybe there was two then. There was a tip ball then in his first game. There was when he didn't pick up the linebacker.
Correct,
and he
yes.
threw right
that
to
was
him.
Against the Bengals.
Right.
The tip ball was against the Lions.
So again, he's still learning. I think he can, like I said, I'm just looking for an over, like, around a 250 or above yard performance. With some splash plays, they're shorthanded running back-wise. I don't believe they should give up on the run because of that. Let Khalil Herbert run, whoever else. That,
whether Ryan Nall some carries for
right,
crying out
like,
loud.
Like, get the line going forward, get some momentum rolling, and make them respect that run. So then when you do throw against that banged-up secondary, you can make some splash
plays. I thought Jeff Meller made a really good point today, and I think it was one that Yurko's been making for a couple of days or weeks as well, about, look, right now they don't have a lot of firepower. One of the things that they can rely on is his ability, his athleticism, his ability to run the football. Now, again, I think there was a moment in the game against the Raiders where he was dinged up a little bit, and then he had the knee situation. If he's 100% healthy, without Damian Williams, without David Montgomery, like, look, he is one of their most, I think he's one of their most competent players in that offensive huddle, and he's one of their most realistic threats. So if you have some designed runs with Justin Fields, to pick up the slack a little bit from not having Williams or not having David Montgomery, then so be it. Like, I mean, get him involved in the running game as well.
If they win their third in a row and they beat the Packers and they're doing it with Justin Fields, to me it's like best case scenario. And for where we were 3 weeks ago on how down we were on Nagy, then he relented on a couple of things, on the two things that we've been hammering, him calling plays and him playing Justin Fields. If they're able to beat this team, I'm not telling you they're a contender. I'm not telling you that I expect them to go far. Just telling you, like, it's for now the best situation possible.
If they win on Sunday, they may give Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy 10-year contract extensions. You know how, you know, Virginia and George feel about the Packers.
Right.
Like, you put an ass-whipping on the Packers. Well, you beat the Packers? That's going to go a long way with how people feel about you up at Hallis Hall. But I agree with you. Look, I think these players deserve a lot of credit for rallying around one another after the disaster in Cleveland and finding a way to win two football games. And if you can do that for a third time, even if it doesn't look like you want it to look down the road. Look, you're week six of a season where your offensive line is, you're concerned about it. You're playing a rookie quarterback. Your defense is flying around. Like, at this point, you're just looking for a way to win a football game.
Right.
And you'll worry about becoming a more explosive offense as the season progresses.
You're patchworking the two tackle positions.
Yeah.
You're still doing it with the two most important positions on the offensive line with patchwork guys, a 39-year-old Peters and a swing guy in Elijah Wilkinson who is filling in for Fetty. That's where they are. You always have to remember that.
You're down to your rookie, as a rookie sixth round draft pick for your running back. I mean, you find yourself in a bit of an offensive quandary right now against a team that has some defensive issues. You said earlier you mentioned, I think, briefly about what is going to be the key. Look, you have a strength-on-strength battle. You have the strength of the Packers offense taking on the strength of the Bears team, which is their defense. And here's hoping that our defense in some ways can nullify that Packer offense. You can never shut down Aaron Rodgers, but kind of keep him in check. I think the game's going to be decided by what our offense, our weakness, can do against their defense, their weakness. If we can make some hay against them with our offense, control the clock and run the football and maybe get a couple of splash plays, I think that's where the game's going to be decided. It won't be based on the strength versus strength matchup, which will be interesting. I think it'll be which team's weakness plays better than the other team's weakness.
So if I'm giving you those three based on the Bears' weakness, which is offense, is it more about time of possession to keep Rodgers off the field? And I don't want you to say it's yes in all of them. I know they're all of them. Is it more about outscoring them? Is it more about stopping him defensively? Is it more about keeping the ball away from him offensively?
If I've got to choose one, it's got to be more about stopping him or containing him. How about you call it containing him? Look, you can still create some turnovers. Like, we have a very good pass rush. We have more sacks collectively than any team in the league through 5 weeks. Aaron Rodgers has thrown the ball up for grabs a couple of times this year. They're struggling in the red zone on both sides. I think the game's going to be determined based on what our offense can do against their defense, because we're going to have to score some points. But, damn, it'd be nice, wouldn't it, if our defense punches them in the mouth a little bit instead of Aaron Rodgers putting 30 on the board, they hold them to 20? 21,
yeah,
23.
Of course. Well, and like, look, last week in Cincy, they scored, 25 in overtime? They won 25-22.
Yeah. Yes.
They're going to score. You're pretty sure they're going to score 20, right? They're good for, with Aaron Rodgers on the field, they're good for 20.
Especially getting plus two of their starting offensive linemen back.
Yeah, they're good for 20 plus. That's sort of been that magic number for the Bears offense, where they sort of stall at 17, 18, 19, 20 points per game. That's where my worry is, that you've got to be able to do some more stuff.
Yeah.
That I don't know if they're equipped to do, and that's what I'm hoping they can do.
Look, ideally, let's say you can score 23. Right now they're not averaging 23. They're dead second to last in points per game and dead last in yards per game. If you can get to 23, then the question becomes, can you hold Aaron Rodgers and the Packers to 20 or 21
right.
or 22? So, I mean, look, there's a lot of things that have to go right. I just think that, you know, I don't feel as hopeless in this game as I have in the past when these two teams meet. And I hope I'm not eating my words on Monday. But I think there's a really good chance this early in the season with what we've described the Packers are going through and even with the issues our team has right now, I think there's a really good chance that the Bears stay in this game and give them a run.
So Waddle phrases it, he doesn't feel hopeless.
I don't feel
hopeless. How do you feel about this Bears-Packers game? It's one of the more important Bears-Packers games since the debut of Mac, right? We were talking about that yesterday. Is the buzz there? Are you excited about the Bears? Or are you still in this show-me mode where you just don't trust anything they really do? 312-332-3776. Waddle sums it up that he's not hopeless.
Nope.
How would you sum up how you are feeling for Bears and Packers? We're going to get to the calls. And I want to bring up what's going on with the line. There's been some weird movement from the line in this game on the gambling perspective. Why? We'll address that. We're live at Binney's Beverage Depot. We're giving away Bears-Packers tickets. We've got two pairs courtesy of Miller Lite for the Miller Lite Loft. Come on out and see us in Lincoln Park, and you'll sign up. We've got Connie's Frozen Pizza samples. Bring your books for Bernie's Book Bank. It's a Football Friday festival on ESPN 1000.
Live from Binney's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Our fans always impress us. We got a strong showing already in the parking lot here.
Here they come.
Binney's Beverage Depot. We got the corner right where the tasting room usually is blocked off with barricades. So you could donate books to Bernie's Book Bank. You can sample Connie's Frozen Pizza. And if you say Sylvie sent me or Pizza Man sent me, they'll give you a coupon for a free pizza at your local grocer. And remember, October is National Pizza Month. And, of course, we are giving away two pairs of tickets to Bears-Packers, courtesy of Miller Lite in the Miller Lite Loft, also that Miller Lite treasure chest. So many reasons to come out and see your buddies Waddle and Sylvie at Binney's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park, courtesy of Miller Time.
So many activities.
We got some calls I want to dive into here, 332-3776. Don't forget, you can watch us on Twitch. I have not checked in there yet because we have fans here. So shout out to everybody. It's Miller Time with us on Twitch as well. It's twitch.tv, and our channel is ESPN 1000 Chicago. So make sure
you're happy to battle you on Twitch.
Yeah, we got the, you can see the tent. We got a tent up. The rain has stopped. It's taking off a jacket. It's about 60
degrees
right now. Look
at you. You probably
got
a little bit of a lather going right now, don't you?
Yeah, and in honor of playing the Packers, I got the camo hat on. It's my SIU hat, though.
Yeah.
Number four in the country.
The camo, it represents the Bears against the Packers.
Yeah, I mean, the coach wears this one. Nick Hill, who our coach is,
okay.
He's a big outdoors guy.
Okay.
And so he sent me this personally.
Maybe you guys can go bow hunting at some point.
One day.
Yeah.
One day. I talked to Jay earlier today. Jay Cutler is going to join us.
It's you name dropping. Who needs Michael Wilbon when I got Sylvie over here? You know, I was talking to Jay earlier today, that was after I hung up with Josh McCown. I told Josh I was calling Jay. Of course, I love Josh more than I love Jay, but I like them both.
I got to get approval from Jay to call Josh. It's the other way around.
That's right.
I wanted to call Josh, but I had to make sure it was okay with Jay.
And I think they're okay with each other, so whatever.
Yeah, they're great with
whatever
each other.
Order you choose, I think you're going
to
be fine.
So another reason why Sylvie sucks at gambling. I mean, we're up to reason number 87.
Chapter 9.
Yeah, chapter 1,000. I already jumped on the Bears plus 4.5 when it opened. Why has it gone from 4.5 to 6?
Well, because people believe that the Packers are going to beat the Bears by, you know, a fairly significant amount.
Now, it's a good question for Carmen. Is this supported by the public? Which would be a good sign for us. Would the sharp money be on the Bears then? I would think now the price is right where you jump in at 6 and
I'm going to bet the Bears getting 6. Yeah, I'm not picking the Bears to win this game, but I think it's going to be close, and I wouldn't be shocked. Maybe I'll throw a little taste on on the Bears on the money line, you know, for a little value play. But I feel comfortable betting the Bears getting 6 points.
So according to Action Network, 75% of the bets and 70% of the money is coming in on Green Bay. So the public and the sharps are lined up with Green Bay.
All right.
Yeah, and listen, this is what I'm going to predict Carmen will say later as well.
That there's so much exposure for the casinos, and he's worried that they're going to go out of business.
That too. But that conversation between him and Meller is just priceless.
It's the best.
But the number was 4.5 to begin with, which seemed probably most people would tell you is probably a little low based on everything. I know the Bears were 3-2 coming off a win against Detroit and the Raiders.
I know you do,
but my point is if you're looking to bet on that game, I bet you most would have predicted if the line was going to move in either direction, it was going to go up in terms of the people betting on the Packers. So you betting early, you got a little, I think you pulled the six shooter out a little quick.
All right, so how do you feel about this? Whether it's from a gambling standpoint with the 6 points, and Waddle phrased it, not that he's optimistic, but that you're not hopeless.
Yeah.
That's how Waddle felt in this game. This is a one-sided rivalry these days. It's been a one-sided rivalry through Aaron Rodgers' entire career.
Haven't you felt hopeless with this rivalry for a long period of time?
I told you I'm sick of just saying, hey, can we win this game? I want to go into the season saying, is this our year in the division?
Now, I may.
Where it's in question every year, and it wouldn't be an upset if you beat the Packers.
I save the right to feel helpless when they meet the Packers later in the season at Green Bay.
Okay.
But right now, I don't feel helpless.
Frank and Lombard, how are you feeling? You're on ESPN 1000.
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're good.
So my biggest concern right now is the offensive coaching staff's ability to make in-game adjustments to the defense. If you go back a couple years, Atari Bigby, somebody like that, said, oh, we don't ever worry about playing the Bears because all you have to do is give them an exotic look, blitz them, and then they throw interceptions. And, you know, I look at it and it's like, okay, we've got a guy that can run an RPO. And am I crazy in thinking, is the draw play a dinosaur now? I mean, it seems to me that we could be throwing a little bit of a surprise party at them if they start blitzing. Just run some draw plays, keep them honest, and then start running some RPO. We haven't seen that out of field this season.
You could run the quarterback draw. You could run screens. I mean, yeah, you could do a lot of that stuff. Again, I mentioned this segment prior that I think Meller and the good kid had a really good point. Look, Justin Fields was a very good pocket passer at the collegiate level. He wasn't. His style isn't going to make remind you of Lamar Jackson, but he's such a great athlete. He runs a 4.4. He's 225 pounds. Part of his game, especially now with some of their limitations, can and should be him carrying the football.
Right.
So,
but then, like you said, you also don't want to expose him. He's already hurt his thumb. He's already hurt his knee running.
That's where people were in the second half of that game against the Raiders were a little bit concerned and a little bit bothered by how conservative they were. And my thought was, well, he was a little dinged up. The knee was hyperextended a little bit. He got hit earlier in the game. They were trying to protect him. Like, if he's got a clean bill of health on Sunday and he's feeling good, I think you're going to have to run him some if you really do want to loosen up a defense that isn't very good.
Mark in D.C., you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mark?
Hey, gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good. We're great.
In the immortal words of Lou Brown, we won a game 2 weeks ago, we won a game last week, and if we win a game, and that was two in a row, and if we win a game this week, that's called a winning streak. It has happened before. Now, I'm not feeling great that it's going to happen this time around, and I think that the reasoning is actually less because of the offense, and honestly, more because of our defense and our, like, specifically our secondary. I just think that if Akeem Hicks doesn't play, stopping Aaron Jones is going to be a problem. And if they can get Aaron Jones into the secondary, I don't trust Eddie Jackson to make a tackle. And if they get Aaron Jones going, then the play action with Randall Cobb and Devontae Adams, he's you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to dice up our secondary whole game.
You make a really good point, because the chess match between Matt LaFleur and Sean Desai is going to be a good one. Because what have the Packers done? For the amount of time I've watched them, but certainly this year, when defenses come out and play cover two to try to protect themselves against the pass, they run it and they stay with the run. And you're right, Aaron Jones is a very good football player. So what will Sean Desai do? Can you stop that run with your front seven, even if you are back in cover two and you're giving your corners some help a little bit? Or do they come out with more of a man look? Do they take Jalen Johnson and run him wherever Davante Adams goes? I think this is going to be a really good chess match for their strength and our strength, and how our coaches on those sides of the football, they respond to one another.
The last time the Bears had a three-game winning streak, I want to see if you could remember. We'll give you that coming up. And Lewis Riddick, on who knows Matt Nagy well, does he believe Matt Nagy will retake over play-calling duties down the road? We'll play that for you. We're live at Binney's Beverage Depot, brought to you by Miller Lite. We're donating books for Bernie's Book Bank. We're eating pizza, Johnny's Frozen Pizza. We're giving away Bears-Packers tickets, courtesy of Miller Lite.
Hey, this hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field tomorrow when they host Rutgers at 11 a.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago.
Now, back to more Waddle and Sylvie, live from Binney's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park.
On the ESPN Chicago app, on the FM 100.3 HD2, and on ESPN 1000.
Great crowd of our fans here at Binney's Beverage Depot. I was talking to one big Sox, Bulls, Bears fan, and Sky fan, too. He's like, hey, don't forget about the Sky tonight. He went last week, and he said Wintrust Arena and the atmosphere was as good as any Bulls game. And he's been like a 40-plus year season ticket holder.
Sold out,
Bulls.
Right?
Sky sold game, out sold tonight, out. Yeah. Sold out Sunday. So, game three, it's 1-1 between the Sky and the Mercury.
Yes.
So, cannot wait. They lost that overtime game. They had a lead in that game. It was very, very exciting. So, we got a good weekend. I got some stuff. I think the Bulls play their last exhibition game tonight. The Hawks are raring to go. We've got the Bears.
Hawks are back in action.
The Hawks are back in action.
Yeah, I'm going to have you break down their game with the Devils tonight.
You know that.
My daughter's going to the game tonight in wherever it is, in Newark. I think they're in Newark. Somewhere in New Jersey. I don't know where their stadium is.
But
she's going.
Being the hockey person,
she's going.
Text her where it is.
It's in the arena that the Devils play their games in, but I think it's
Or we could just Google it. I mean,
yeah.
You don't even have
she's
to
going, though.
That's great.
Yes.
Hockey
she's a huge
fever.
Hockey fan. Yep. How could she not be? She's my daughter.
That's fantastic. Last time the Bears had a three-game win streak. You remember?
Okay. This is a trick question, because I think somebody is going to answer, well, it had to be last year at the end of the season when they put Mitch back in and they were killing bad teams. I'm going to say no. I think they won a couple in a row, divided by. I'm going to say you got to go back to 2018. Is that a fair guess?
2018.
Sooner than that?
It was last year after the losing streak.
Okay.
They
well,
beat Houston.
I tricked myself.
36-7. They beat the Vikings 33-27. And then they beat Jacksonville 41-17. And would it surprise you? Then they lost the last game against Green Bay 35-16.
No, because.
Would it surprise you if I told you there were 2 3-game win streaks last year? That they, if you remember, they started the year with a 3-game win streak.
Right. They beat Detroit. They beat
they
the
they got
Giants.
Lucky against Detroit 27-23.
They beat the Giants.
The Giants ran out of time. That was a
the Giants ran out of time.
It was a Matt Nagy special of the old 17-point scored. 17-13 was the win. And then the famous, not infamous, but the famous win against Atlanta that I thought, we've got a professional quarterback now. It was Nick Foles. Did you see the way he put it on run to the L?
Yeah.
The legendary story. He was just telling him to run to the L, and I'm going to hit you. And he hit him in stride. They scored 24th quarter points. I texted everybody I knew after that game, and I said, guys, it's going to change now. We got a guy who could process the information.
You got a big
wait till you see what's going to happen under Nick Foles.
You got yourself a big Nick T-shirt. T-shirt, I think. Didn't you? Didn't you have him make a Big Nick T-shirt for you?
I never had a Big Nick
Okay,
T-shirt.
let me ask you this question quickly, and I know we've evolved from those days. Do you think that the Nick Foles experience would have been any different if they had turned over play calling to Bill Lazor then?
Maybe, but I don't know if Foles and Lazor saw eye to eye. Again, there's an unwritten story here. And it's for anybody. I've talked to some journalists in town who do these deep dives. There's a good story. I want what happened to Nick Foles. Not that I think that he's great, but he is a Super Bowl MVP, and he was working with guys who knew him. And there was obviously bad communication,
yes.
And it went south quickly. They gave up a fourth-round pick. What happened behind the scenes?
It's a good question.
Why did that never take like we thought it would? And again, I didn't think they'd be great, but I thought he'd be a capable quarterback. Like Andy Dalton was showing a little bit, and that you wouldn't have to go.
Because Matt can screw up a five-clue crossword puzzle.
That's a great point. I want details on that.
Yeah.
I want one, when Nick Foles is ready to talk, Nick, the floor can be yours on the radio station and on Waddle and Sylvie. Same with Steve Bartman, by the way. When he does that interview, I want him to do that interview on this show.
I want you to wear
I know he's listening now.
I want you to wear your Big Nick T-shirt when he comes on for the show.
Lewis Riddick yesterday, I asked Lewis, does he believe that Matt Nagy will ever reclaim play-calling duties?
I would probably say, yeah, they're going to stick with what they're sticking with right now. Because, you know, the one thing that you don't want it to be, you don't want it to be about you as the coach. It's about the players. And it's about consistency with the players, both in terms of their performance and your performance. And the best way to get consistency out of their performance is your performance. And that means not having a different person in his ear and a different rhythm and flow to the play calling because you want to call the plays as opposed to letting someone else call it and you just take a step back and look at it from 30,000 feet and go, hey, look, maybe this is just what's best for this team right now. It's not about you and your ego. It's about this kid in this team and stacking wins. And if this seems like it's working, then you'd be foolish to change it. You'd be foolish to change it and be yanking him all over the place because we know what that'll do to a young quarterback. It just gets them all messed up, man. It just does. And look, my hat's off to him for doing it. And my hat's off to Bill Lazor for taking the opportunity and running with it. And my hat's off to these players just responding to the challenge overall. So just let it be. Keep working the process as it's laid out right now, because look, they're 2-0 since this new configuration has been adopted once again. Well, it's not really new, but since this configuration has been adopted again, but the tests are going to get stiffer, the opponents are going to get better, they're going to have to be better. They can't play like they played against Vegas, against the Packers and expect to win the game. They're going to have to pick it up. They're going to have to continue to progress, and that's what's. It's better to progress and know that what you have in front of you when you have W's behind you as opposed to when you're coming off losses, because you know what that means. That means people start panicking and trying any old thing, and you kind of lose sight of, you know, who you are philosophically. And right now, I think they're finding themselves philosophically. So just keep it on that track.
There you go. That was Lewis Riddick. We had a caller who didn't like the way Lewis. When he said, look, you cannot go back and forth with the voice inside Justin Fields' helmet, and you need a rhythm calling, and 1 minute you can't be calling his plays, the next minute Lazor, then you again, and that you have to view it from 30,000 feet.
Yeah, I thought Lewis had a lot of good messages. The other one was about how this defense, you know, needs to continue to play like they have the last 2 weeks. So, yeah, I thought Lewis was spot on with pretty much everything he talked about yesterday.
All right, so we are live with Miller Lite at Binney's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park. Got a great contingent of Bears fans. We ask you if you're in your car, if you're in the city, if you're near us, and you want to win these Bears-Packers tickets, and you want to consume some free Connie's Frozen Pizza, to bring some books for Bernie's Book Bank as well. So we're going to help the people who don't have these types of things at their disposal. So it's a great football festival on this Friday that we're doing at Binney's. Jay Cutler is going to join us. Wait till you hear this. We should do this every week. Jay's always in a new place. I don't know if you know where he is. He was just in Montana. I want you in 2 minutes to guess where Jay Cutler is doing this Bears hit from. But we will talk to him. What did he think about the Bears-Packers rivalry? What does he think about Aaron Rodgers, and what was his relationship like with him? We'll talk to Jay Cutler in 2 short minutes.